Well, if PowerPoints have a narcotic effect, maybe they should try them in Madrid, where an effort is now underway to encourage napping and revive an endangered Spanish institution, the siesta. A 10-day national siesta championship began last week at a Madrid shopping mall. The ground rules are pretty simple. Each contestant gets one couch and 20 minutes. The best snoozer wins. And cheaters beware, vital signs are monitored. David Blanco is president of the group sponsoring the event, the Association of the Friends of the Siesta, and he joins us from Madrid. Welcome to the program, Mr. Blanco.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Well, how's your contest going? And what does it take, do you think, to be the champion siesta taker?
Well, the championship is going so well that we are amazed. People like the idea a lot. They all want to participate. And we are so surprised.
So a lot of people want to take 20 minutes and try to take a little snooze.
Yes, a lot of people. And we are surprised because we thought in the very beginning that they're going to be embarrassed to try to sleep in front of everyone. But no, they are taking it as a contest that is funny, and they are wearing their pajamas and doing their best positions to impress the jury and get the most points.
Oh, you get more points for an interesting sleeping position?
Yes, of course. We give 7,000 points maximum for the most spectacular participant in the position. And also, if you snore high, you get much points.
Extra credit for snoring. What are some of the best, most interesting sleeping positions you've run across?
We have so many, I can't tell you. But what I enjoy the most is when two people share the same couch because you get funnier positions, you know?
Oh, two people on the same couch.
Yeah. Boyfriend and girlfriend, brothers. Sometimes they sleep with the heads on the same side of the couch. Sometimes they don't, but they get positions with the legs on the other one, and the other one, the arm in your head, and something like this.
They're all
And they
tangled up,
twist,
pretty much.
like the twister, you know?
Well, Mr. Blanco, what's the problem, do you think? Why do you feel that the siesta in Spain is endangered?
Well, what we think is that siesta is in danger not now, but in the future. Because the young ones are told to live in a different life, you know, ways of life. Modern life tell us that they are going to be always in a rush. And we will try to tell everyone that 20 minutes, 30 minutes are enough to rest and to take a nap, a siesta, and enjoy your evening more and be happier.
You think you'll have more energy later on if you take 20 minutes out in the middle of the day and have a
Yes,
little nap.
I'm sure. I've been practicing for long years, and I can tell you.
You have personal experience in this yourself.
Yes, of course. I am the president.
You better. David Blanco, good luck with the Siesta Championship there in Madrid.
Thank you very much for calling.
David Blanco is president of the Association of the Friends of the Siesta.